The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We're in the middle of the summer, and there's nothing better than get out in your backyard and fire up a grill or a smoker. But if yours isn't quite working, we got one of our friends on the line, right, Bob?
Well, not only that, but see, we always talk about the grill, but where would you be without a good refrigerator?
Yeah, exactly.
Talking about food safety.
Right.
So we've got the appliance expert, Brad Ensing from Garrett's Appliance on. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy weekend.
Yeah, man. It's a little warm where you are.
It is a little spicy out right now. At least I'm catching a cool breeze. It is the weekend, so I'm doing one of the things that I love to do the most, which is fishing.
All right. So are you on a river? Are you in your boat? What's that look like?
I am on a boat casting a Northland spinnerbait. I just about 20 minutes ago caught about a 21-inch bass.
Nice.
And it is a good day. I'm actually out on a lake out in the Conklin area. And to my wife's dismay, I tried to get this out of the way in the morning so I can spend time with the family in the afternoon.
Right.
Hey, so meanwhile, all your coworkers are back at the shop, and what's going on back at Garrett's Appliance?
Oh, buddy, we got 4th of July sales going on. We got grill closeouts going on. It is an exciting time to get appliances.
So what does that look like? You have that new building on the front corner. Is that where you keep a lot of your closeouts?
Yeah, right now most of our closeout grills are actually in the old BP gas station, which we bought here some years back when they closed up shop. We do have some of the newer grills in the main part of the building. A lot of the newer grills that we're doing are more the built-in style grills. So right now, if you are looking for a screaming deal on a closeout last year's model, with some amazing grill names. We got Broil King. I think we got a Weber or two left sitting in there. I've been told that our young, lovely Miss Brittany is going to start posting them up on social media to kind of get the word out that we still got some closeouts left on grilling. But the season is still young to get out there and grill, seeing the season goes all year long in Michigan. But a perfect time to pick out yourself a new grill or get that loved one of yours a refresh.
So are your washers and dryers on sale as well?
Absolutely. So we just came off from Memorial Day sales, and the 4th of July sales have come out. Now, I know a lot of the customers and clients out there are a little worried about tariffs. There have been some price increases as of late. However, this sale, I basically have been looking at them, and a lot of the prices that they're running right now are the same that last year was on Black Friday. So if you're in the mood, I would get down sooner than later because this one's going for about another week and a half.
Well, I was telling Jop, he was talking about food safety and sanitation, and I said you need a good refrigerator to keep all that meat in. But any grilling guy knows that when you're making all this mess, you're also going to end up with a lot of things that have to go into a washing machine. And I want to tell you that you steered me straight, 10 years ago probably, on a Speed Queen washer. And I want to say that I have never even had a service call on that thing, and it is a beast, and it's American-made.
Yep, and there's that's something to be said right there. There are still a decent amount of products made in the USA, but if you're looking for a washing machine that's going to give you the chance of lasting 20-plus years, Speed Queen is definitely the way to do it, where you can still have a deep fill on the washing machine where it's going to fill all the way up to the top with water and deep wash that clothing. Amazing units. We like to give customers a rundown when they come to the showroom since there are, I'll consider it, 4 types of washing machines, 3 different types of top loads, and then, of course, front load. But, we walk through those steps with the customer so they can make the right decision for them. As I always say to clients on the showroom, there's certain things that I like, but my number one goal is to make sure you get what's you like and what's going to work best for you.
So, Brad, I'm going to switch back to pellet grills. Bob had given me a Louisiana pellet grill when he was repping these things, and that thing is running like crazy, but it's tired. The cart's blowing up on me. I've moved it too many times.
I moved it too many times.
And I'm in the market for a new pellet grill / smoker. I've got all kinds of stuff, but I use the pellet a lot. It's easy to get it going. What brands of pellet grills do you guys carry?
So the main brand that we're going to carry is going to be the Traeger, probably the best known name in all the pellet grills on the market. And then we do have some newer units. They're a little bit on the pricier side by a company called Coyote that they actually make built-in pellet grills in 30 and 30-inch big stainless steel beefy things. And those actually can be built into cabinets. They're pretty amazing. I've got one on display right now. We have a demo unit, so when we do get into our next grilling event at the showroom, we will have that thing fired up and turning out some food on that as well.
Nice. I know you do a lot of Coyote equipment. I had a good friend recently call me and ask me, he wants to buy a flat top. And
correct.
I said, well,
they make one.
Try and find one with a nice coating on the griddle like porcelain instead of just the mild steel.
Yeah, so on the Coyote, they actually are going to have a stainless top. And then on top of that, they are going to they're going to make a built-in unit. So it's not like your Blackstone type unit that's a cast iron top. They actually have a built-in unit that can be built into the cabinets again, access doors down below it. You know, for that connoisseur that's building that, you know, once-in-a-lifetime outdoor kitchen and wants to spare no expense because he's going to leave it in there for 25 years.
So you're saying they have a Coyote has a portable as well with a stainless top?
Nope. Theirs is a built-in unit, no portable.
Oh, okay.
Is not a freestanding unit. It's going to be built into the cabinet.
But do you have a flat top with any kind of a surface that's not going to rust so bad as a Blackstone?
Yeah, so we also carry a brand by the name of Pit Boss, and they make, I believe it's three different sizes, two burners up to four burners, so a 2, 3, and 4 burner that has a non-stick surface top. The actual top can be removed right from the unit, and it, of course, is on, you know, a cart, so it can be moved around as well. It's a heavy bugger. It's built quality.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, I was up a Memorial Day weekend, and I cooked on a Pit Boss. One of the guys where I was at had it, and he had a pellet grill. You carry Pit Boss pellet grills, too?
We do. We tend not to stock as much of them. I believe I have maybe 3 or 4 of them in stock right now, but it is something we can order in if needs be.
Yeah, great. I was impressed with the unit.
They're pretty solid.
Right, it was. And he had a stack smoker beside it too, like a box smoker, and we were cooking for 25 people. So he had like 16 sets of ribs that when we got them done, we're just keeping them warm, and that other one was a cool unit. Mm. Really cool unit. So
sounds like production.
Yeah.
Bradley, you go catch some more fish, and make sure you text your friends at work and tell them you're sorry you missed them.
Yeah.
I'll get right on top of that. I might send you a photo of the latest catch here. It was a beauty, and I hope you guys have some good grilling this weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Just post it on the Grilling Guys Facebook page. That'd be good enough.
Yeah, right.
You got it. I'll send it to you because I don't think you can. I can post on there. I've tried before, but I'll send it to you, and you can throw up a photo.
Cool.
All right,
guys. We'll catch you soon.
That's right. Brad Ensing from Garrett's Appliances, and he is getting a fish out.
Yeah. He's a great guy. Super knowledgeable. We didn't even touch upon his
fish
foraging.
Is way too much.
Right. Coming up next, Independence Day is upon us, and we're going to talk about some really cool food for your get-together. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Thank you, Brad.
He's gone. He's fishing.
Yeah.